Through stay-at-home orders and social distancing, the White River National Forest has remained mostly open and popular. Now, Forest Service officials are working out details for housing summer staff and opening campgrounds and recreation areas. Aspen Journalism's Elizabeth Stewart-Severy has more.
Every summer, the White River National Forest brings on more than 100 seasonal employees. Many of them live in tight quarters and bunkhouses, but not this year. Forest Supervisor Scott Fitzwilliams says the Forest Service is working with limited housing, and seasonal firefighters get first dibs.
Across the nation, that was the highest priority, is making sure we have adequate firefighters on staff, trained up, ready to go for the fire season, which, you know, we really never know when it's going to come upon us.
Fire restrictions are in place across the region to protect the safety of emergency responders during the COVID-19 crisis. Still, last week, an abandoned campfire ignited a wildfire near Carbondale. Fitzwilliams says the 15 firefighters and one helicopter that responded to the fire took extra precautions.
We feel pretty good at where we're at. I think all of us worry about a large incident that requires a team and camps, you know, fire camps and big meetings of briefings and things like that.
As other forests start to deal with larger fires, Fitzwilliams says agency staff from across the country is sharing information and lessons they're learning about fighting fires during the COVID-19 outbreak. And Fitzwilliams is considering how to use other resources to protect crews.
Potentially, with things going the way they are, we could use more aircraft, even on smaller fires that maybe we would, you know, send a hand crew out to. We'd just go ahead and order an aircraft to put it out.
Seasonal firefighters have arrived and are in training, but many other seasonal workers are delayed until the end of the month or might not arrive at all.
We're not going to have as many people, that's for sure. So, you know, we'll just have to adjust. Some things that we plan to get done just won't. I mean, that's just the way it is. Maybe there's going to be a few less miles of trails cleared by the end of the year. But, you know, in the scope of things, that's not the end of the world.
The agency is working now on plans to open campgrounds by June 1st. That will require clear guidelines for cleaning facilities and might mean closing some spots to ensure ample distance between campers. Fitzwilliams says the agency is also working on plans to open some of the most popular spots in the White River National Forest, including the Maroon Bells and Hanging Lake, with some changes.
At least for the foreseeable future, there will be a lot less people up there.
Hanging Lake and the Maroon Bells both rely on shuttle services, which Fitzwilliams says will probably not run this summer because of social distancing guidelines that limit the number of passengers. If buses can't run at capacity, it's not economically feasible to run them, he said.
So what we're looking at both for Hanging Lake and Maroon Bells is some sort of reservation program where people can drive their own car there, but it obviously it's limited by the amount of parking for both places. So we won't have the numbers, but people will be able to have the experience.
The Forest Service recently implemented a reservation and shuttle service at Hanging Lake. And Fitzwilliams says the agency is taking care now to avoid the kind of overcrowding that led to that program.
We can't go back to, like at Hanging Lake, for example. It was a free-for-all. Whoever got to the parking lot first won. And we're not going to, you know, resort back to that.
Details on the reservation systems for visiting the Maroon Bells and Hanging Lake are expected in the upcoming weeks. Elizabeth Stewart-Severy, Aspen Journalism.